I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And off we go into the 10 o'clock hour, 9:09 now. And I noticed on Twitter earlier that Thomas Moore, Thomas, thinking of Sir Thomas Moore, Thomas Moorhead tweeted that he was looking for a flag football team for his son because apparently there's a waiting list or something. We met him Super Bowl week, and he is just a tremendously nice man. He tweeted, "My son Beckett got waitlisted for FNA flag football. He really wants to play. Anyone playing LaSalle, Uptown, or City Park with an open roster spot. He's currently 9 years old. Thanks. I guess it's first come, first served, and you want to give everybody an equal chance. But passing on Thomas Morstead's son? Really? I wouldn't do it." Speaking of kids and sports, Xavier Thompson joins us now, an assistant professor at the LSU School of Kinesiology, a leading expert in sports medicine. Good morning. I guess it's Dr. Thompson, and it doesn't tell me here, but I would.
Good morning.
Dr. Thompson?
Yes, it is.
You an orthopedist?
No, so I have a PhD in kinesiology.
PS, so that would be akin to a physical therapist or not?
Not, really? Not exactly. So I am an athletic trainer by trade, actually. So there's a little bit of overlap, but our skill sets are a little different. So physical therapists, some work in sports, but they work in geriatrics too, whereas athletic trainers, we typically work with active individuals, whether that's your typical athlete, military setting, but we work in acute injury care, rehab, and pretty much we're the hub of the wheel when it comes to sports medicine.
I wasn't trying to cross-examine you. I didn't have the information. I was just wondering. You're a leading expert in sports medicine at LSU. Let's put it that way. So, you know, I mentioned Thomas Morstead's son looking for a place to play flag football. He tweeted that. So many kids are involved in baseball and soccer, and now a lot of sports go year-round, basketball. What is going on with ACL and young people? And I guess specifically female athletes seem to be at a higher risk. At least yeah. Traditionally, I knew female athletes were at a higher risk of ACL tears and also a higher risk of concussions. They were the most dangerous sport was girls' soccer, right?
Yeah, so soccer is a big one. Cheerleading, too, to be honest. Most people don't think of it, but, you know, you're getting thrown in the air and can be pretty violent.
And catching, too, I guess, right?
Yeah, got to be caught. A lot of it, like you said, is you got kids going year-round and sometimes in the same sport, doing the same thing over and over and over again. So they're not really developing like we used to back in the day where we had a lot of different movements. So we kind of learned how to adapt in different settings. And, yeah, women are 2 to 8 times as likely as men to tear their ACL.
Why is that?
So some of it is, you know, differences in how their pelvises are shaped, particularly post-puberty, but some of it's also just exposure to training. The infrastructure for women's sports is growing more and more, but it's not necessarily the same place as it is with our powerhouse sports like football, basketball, and baseball in the same way as it has been for men for far longer. So the training hasn't been as great historically, but it's definitely on its way up, and we're really looking into things like that, differences in hormones, biology, sleep, all of it.
When it comes to kids and participation in sports, I don't know if it matters whether it's girl or boy, but it seems like a lot of people, and I notice this just at the driving range on a golf course, Xavier, and that's people got their kids out there because everybody now is looking for a golf scholarship for the kids.
Yeah.
And it's a fact. And I don't know if the same thing is happening in baseball, football, basketball, soccer, et cetera.
Yeah.
But even sometimes that means kids have personal trainers. That means they never have any time off. And I'm just wondering if that's a factor in adding to ACL tears and all that, where there's just not enough rest or not enough time off.
Yeah. I mean, you're spot on. And I think more and more we see that search for the elusive athletic scholarship, or, you know, and not necessarily coming from a bad place. We all want the best for our kids. I have kids, but we get so focused sometimes on being, you know, a baseball player, a basketball player. And like you said, we got a personal trainer, and that's all we do year round. We get burnt out. We get focused on being that one thing, and we develop, I'd say, kids with Ferrari engines, but we don't necessarily give them the infrastructure to be able to use that in the right way. Whereas before it was, hey, play a little bit of this, play a little bit of that, be a kid, just go to the playground, or maybe take some time off and rest.
How hard is it? And I've had two knee replacements and had numerous knee surgeries before that and went through the rehab process for all of that. How is it different for a kid than an adult?
Great. So kids aren't little adults. And I think we lose sight of that because we know so much of what to do. And we exercise. We should do this. We should do that. They're still growing and developing their bones, their ligaments, their tendons. So there's going to be, you know, literal growing pains, but also figurative ones where we have to let them figure out their coordination. And we also have to make sure they enjoy what they're doing. And for us, sometimes it's, you know what, I'm not pushing myself hard enough, but we're physically mature. We can kind of push through. Sometimes that check engine light for a kid is a little different, where their body's telling you, like, hey, we need to back up. Because yes, they recover faster, you know, in certain ways, but they're also not as resilient in others, and that's by design.
I've seen, you know, having been to numerous physical therapy sessions with all the knee troubles, thankfully all that, knock wood, is all behind me, but it amazed me to see the young kids that were there in all different sports. And I don't know, you know, I didn't even know about physical therapy until I was an adult and I realized that I had torn my knees up, but is that a new thing with are more and more kids going to physical therapy than ever before? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but there is a cause and effect relationship there, right?
Yes, and I think part of it, and I've worked in physical therapy clinic before, I think sometimes you see kids who they're there because they're not active at all. And I think that is just, you know, generational change, where we have kids who are inside all the time, iPads, and we have the other extreme where we have kids who are too active all the time. You know, if we put it on a bell curve, there is a happy medium. And, you know, if your kid isn't active at all and they're having pains or they're having trouble moving, depending on what's going on, that might be a way to go. And I've seen that. But also, if your kid is playing tennis, you know, 12 months a year and their elbow hurts, we also see that extreme as well.
I was talking earlier about taking a lot of ibuprofen because, you know, I'm not 30 years old, Doc. Let's just leave it at that. And I love to work out. I love to hit the elliptical machine. But, man, there are a lot of aches and pains, a lot of numbness in the hands from pinched nerves, these kind of things. But I'm an older.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guy, so I accept that. But when it comes to kids, once they tear an ACL, how prone are they? Because you got to look beyond being a kid, right? Because not everybody's going to be a professional athlete. Even if you go to college on a scholarship, you're not going to be a professional athlete. How concerned are you, as one of the leading experts in sports medicine at LSU, that we're raising a generation of kids, or a generation of kids is being raised, that are going to suffer for the rest of their life with a lot of physical conditions? They're charging up the physical, the credit card tab now, and they're going to pay for it later. How concerned are you about that?
Oh, very, very. And that was one of my big concerns when I worked clinically. That's one of my big concerns now. If you tear your ACL and you stay active, more than 20%, more than one out of every five people are going to do it again. And every time you do that, I mean, we've already talked about the hard recovery process. You're looking at quite a bit of time away from your sport or whatever it is you care about, even if it's not sport, you know, just being active, feeling normal. And honestly, it also accelerates the rate of osteoarthritis. So you're looking at kids who are relatively healthy, young people who 5 years later, we're already putting them at risk for having arthritis of their knees, where otherwise, you know, you'd expect them to have a normal, healthy 20, 25, 30-year-old knee.
So you're talking about a 30-year-old with arthritis is what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Like Fred Sanford with his arthritis, but Fred Sanford was 67 years old.
Exactly. And, you know, like you said, we're putting them at risk for, you know, lifelong issues if we don't address this issue.
Somebody texted in, my daughter is a 16, 17-year-old teammate, tore her ACL last season, doesn't say what sport. I got it repaired and rehabbed very well. 1 or 2 months back into playing fully, she has re-torn the same ACL. So hard for these athletes to deal with this at high school age. There is, if you tear your ACL, there is a high likelihood, as you just said, that you're going to tear it again?
Yes, there is. And injury prevention is one of the strangest things in the field because, you know, how do you successfully prove that you prevented someone from tearing, from having an injury? But rehab is getting better and better. I think the thing that I've always preached to my athletes and people I work with is a little bit of patience. So I think we saw, you know, back in the day, moving into the early 2010s, we got to this place where it's like, accelerate the rehab. And my message was always like, hey, let's do it right. And that doesn't mean it might not be relatively fast, but, you know, let's make sure we do it right. And it's complicated. You know, you got to get strong. You essentially have to reteach your knee how to move. And to be honest, I think the biggest thing people don't realize is once you hurt your knee or really any joint, you have to reteach your brain how to use the muscle and that joint, and it's a complicated process.
Let's pick it up there when we come back, Doctor, okay? And we'll compare and contrast young people with adults. We're talking to Dr. Xavier Thompson. He's a leading expert in sports medicine at LSU. And we're talking about ACL injuries. And matter of fact, somebody texted in about what's the ACL. We'll talk about that. The MCL, also about meniscus tears, or as other people refer to it, torn cartilages. And when it comes to cartilage, I don't think people realize that when you tear a cartilage, as it stands now, and you can correct me when we come back if I'm wrong, they don't cure anything. They just go in and cut out the bad part. Unless anything's changed, I think that's where we are. If you have any questions or comments about knee injuries, young people, athletes, elbows, shoulders, etc., Dr. Xavier Thompson's here. Text your questions in to 504-260-1870. That is the Oakland Heart Jeweler talk and text line. And I should tell you, I believe, after my training yesterday, that message and data rates may apply, and don't text and drive. So there you go. We'll be back in a flash, WWL. Talking to Dr. Xavier Thompson, a leading expert in sports medicine at LSU. We're talking about kids and not having enough time off playing sports year-round. ACL injuries, and somebody texted in about their daughter's teammate, soccer player, tore the ACL and then re-tore it this year. We talked about females being more prone to torn ACLs for a couple of different reasons. And, doctor, I just wanted to go quickly into MCL, mm-hmm. ACL, and meniscus. I said earlier that when it comes to meniscus, a torn cartilage, they don't fix it. They just cut the bad part out. Is that accurate?
Most of the time, yeah. For a meniscus, if they also tore their ACL, depending on where their chair is, if you have time, they might try to fix it. But those are the two primary options. But other cartilage, no. They usually just take it out.
And that means what, long-term?
Long-term, essentially you're removing that cushion from your knee, which is probably going to, you know, lead to some pains long-term, some arthritis, and potentially, not be great for you.
So you are leading expert sports medicine at LSU. You have kids. You're a parent. What would you advise parents when it comes to kids if they're either trying to live out their own dreams through their kids, they want the best for their kids? Look, I played high school football, got the bejeebers knocked out of me because I was a tackling dummy, but I still learned some lessons from it. What would you tell parents the best way to manage their kids' sports, I won't say career, because you don't want to be a career at their age, but their sports activities, Doc?
I'd say, you know, take a deep breath. Be patient. I think right now we're all so focused on going fast and looking around and trying to get here and there. And I've worked with professional athletes, and funny enough, those are usually the ones who didn't take it too seriously as kids, the ones who found the joy, got the opportunities to just play, grow, learn, and more and more of the research on actual, you know, pro athletes from around the world is showing most of them, honestly, weren't the ones who were pushed really hard by their parents. It's normally that internal drive who were just kind of allowed to grow and explore. Keep them active, keep them healthy, and, you know, just try to guide them down the path.
I think part of it, too, is some people, you can't work your way into being a professional athlete. It's nice to think that, but a professional athletic ability is something I believe you're born with or you aren't. Now, you can develop that, but I don't think you're going to make anybody into a professional athlete. Accurate?
Well, yeah. I mean, great point. And that hit me in college. And, you know, I was one of those, I'm working really hard. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends pointed out an athlete we were working with. And he said, Xavier, he's 6'4", running a 4.4. In 225 pounds. I was never going to be there.
Right.
And that was an eye-opener, like you said. I mean, there is a big genetic component. And, you know, it hurts because you want to believe, work hard, you can do anything. And you can do a lot of things if you work hard. And I think you can maximize your specific ability. But, you know, don't get so caught up in, I need to make a pro athlete, that you lose the joy of the process and just letting them have fun doing what they enjoy, whether that's sports or not.
And convert along those lines, I should say, you know, I once arm wrestled a guy that was not really big or muscular or anything, but he's one of these guys that just, I say they have muscles that are made of steel, like steel cable. They're just naturally strong. My arm was sore for a year because I don't have muscles that are made of steel cable. Some people are built differently and are less prone to injury, right? So if you try to force the funk or fake whatever, it's you could be leading to more serious injuries for your kid when they're not actually physically inclined to tolerate that kind of activity. Accurate or not?
Exactly. Accurate. And you know what? And sometimes it's just they're not ready right now. You know, your 5-year-old isn't a 7-year-old, isn't a 12-year-old. Sometimes you just have to recognize where they are developmentally and take a step back. Even if that kid was is you know, genetically gifted and going to be an amazing pro athlete, they are still a kid.
Doctor, I appreciate your time and your insight. I hope you come back sometime because I could talk to you about this hours, okay?
I appreciate you having me. I love the opportunity.
Thank you, sir, because I think it's important. I think a lot of people, and I just see it, you know, I don't have kids at soccer or anything like that. I don't see that, but I do go to driving range. And it seems like, man, every afternoon they got kids, parents dragging their kids out there and pushing them, hoping for a college scholarship. And I see it all the time. And I don't know that you can tear anything up playing golf, but I would imagine the same thing is going on in other sports. Dr. Xavier Thompson, leading expert sports medicine at LSU. If you missed any of it, you can download the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, or go to WWL.com, click on my name. But don't do it now, because we're going to talk about tariffs with professor of economics at Boston University when we come back. Right now, time for traffic on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.